Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello.
Sorry about that, Eileen. The angels are starting already. The antics have begun.
All right. Well, that's always interesting. I am so happy to be here. I've had one crazy day. I have a feeling you have, too. I'm just kind of reading that energy out there. And it's just been one of those busy, befuddling days, right? You do your best, and it's not a bad day. It's just as befuddling. Does that suit your day, too?
It certainly does, Eileen. My goodness. But you know what? We're here together, and it doesn't matter if there's antics or not, because we're going to deliver the messages that everyone needs to hear.
Right.
And with that being said, I do have a little message from all of our angels.
Oh, really?
And
wonderful. I love the prayers you bring.
Oh, thank you. Here's a little message from the angels. Beloved ones, we, your angels, come to you today to ask you to go with the flow. Trust that all is happening for your highest good. If you are faced with unexpected endings or maybe life changes, please adapt to these changes with grace and gratitude and honor the process that is taking place in your life. Recognize the blessings that are presenting themselves at this time and be receptive to opportunities and remain flexible. This will help you to discover the avenues that are offered to you. Believe in yourself. Have confidence to take on the tasks that are ahead of you. Make a plan so that your goals are manageable and achievable. And gather your strengths, your passions, and your natural talents and use them for the greater good of yourself and for others. And never underestimate yourself. With positive intention and a firm belief in yourself as well as the proper action, you will succeed in all you do. If you are not satisfied with your job or career, follow your heart and your soul's passion. Painful experiences will force you to go deep within yourself. As you connect with the divine within, bringing healing through this pain, you will find an opportunity to develop self-awareness. When you do suffer, though, wisdom and lessons are learned. Rid yourself of beliefs that no longer serve you. You will feel lighter when you realize the only thing holding you back is you, beloved ones. Focus on what is most important to you and see it through to completion. Stay positive and optimistic to ensure that you will manifest what you want rather than what you don't want. And put forth your efforts and focus on your long-term goals as well as your passion. Take steps forward in the direction of your life purpose and trust that you will manifest what you need in life. Listen to your soul's calling. The angels ask that you have faith and you keep up the good work, trusting that you will have all you need to sustain and maintain you along your soul's journey. The universe and your angels will always support you as long as you do your part and you put in the effort that is needed. And please, do not be afraid to express your unique true self. You, beloved ones, have powerful energy within you that is waiting to be used for the betterment of your life and the lives of others. We, your angels, as well as the ascended masters and your guides, will act as mentors, bringing forth all of our ancient wisdom, which will be used to help you manifest your desires. All we ask of you is that you focus on your divine spark, which will help you to find love and clarity that you desire. Beloved ones, you are light workers, and you are so needed, especially at this time. We are here to assist you, as well as giving you guidance and assistance whenever it is needed. Trust that you have all you need to fulfill your light working mission. Much love, your angels. And Eileen, that was my channeled message for today.
Oh, lovely. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I'll tell
you. And with that being said,
I had the time to channel a message that long. That's awesome that you have that time in your life to be able to do this. It's amazing.
Well, sometimes, believe it or not, Eileen, sometimes they wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. They make the time.
And they make you have time.
So I never know when a message is going to come to me. But with that being said, we do have a list of, callers here. So if you would agree, I'm going to bring on some callers, okay?
I am thrilled to share those colors with you and whatever energy that their spirit wants to bring through for them.
Awesome. Our first caller is from the area code 570. 570, you are live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hey, my name is
570. Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm good. Oh, my God. I love you guys. I can't believe I got in the queue. This is awesome.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, my God.
And you got in the queue. Think about that.
Yes.
I love that. With all the angels around and what we can do, and it is just so awesome. I'm, like, so thrilled to be with you, and I love listening to you and talking to you, and you guys are just wonderful.
Well, thank you,
Lynn. Thank you so much.
Do you have an intention that you'd like to find out about today?
I don't have any specific question. I just want to know, like, an overall, perhaps, what you may be getting, and if anything, with my angels. That would be wonderful.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got. Well, let's see. What I'm seeing is that you have, I think, really some commitment issues that have to do with your home life. Now, I don't know if it's about a project that needs completing, that you just haven't committed solely and wholeheartedly to, that you kind of need to work on. But it's something in that line of, you know, the house and the home, and maybe procrastinating something that should have been taken care of, or, you know, aligning a project that you need to work on. And so they're just here to tell you, you know, come on. Get things going. It's up to you. You're the creator of your life. Time to move forward and get these things going. And, you know, if you don't have goals, you got to find some and set them. It's hard for us to move forward if we don't have goals. But the glory about goals are that they can be big, they can be small. There's no size limit to them. And they're yours. You get to change them anytime you want. So if you pick a goal, just have something to move forward towards. It doesn't work out, you can change it in an instant. It's your goals. And so just know that you have the availability to do that. But you need to get yourself to start moving forward a little bit more commitment towards yourself and creating more of what you want. The next thing I have for you is there's going to be some kind of a celebration coming along, maybe a birth announcement I'm hearing, maybe a wedding announcement, something to do with family where somebody's, you know, going to be making a family change and maybe a new addition to the family in some way, whether it be, you know, a new cousin, maybe, you know, one of your cousin's daughters is getting married and there's going to be another person at the family, you know, Thanksgiving table these years. So I do see somebody new coming into your family that will be part of a family member. But I'm also hearing that with that little celebration, you need to make sure that you find time at that celebration to have a little bit more fun. It's not always your job to do all of the work. Work with no play makes you a very dull boy. And so, or girl. And so with that said, even though it's fair for us to all do our fair share in, you know, a party project or something like that, make sure you also find the time to have fun and enjoy that situation. More about you, though. I'm seeing that you really do have a great intuition. You do know how to read the energies around. You're understanding what the vibration feels like and that it's different than your everyday thinking. And so what I'm hearing is you need to trust that more. You question it. Was that my thought or was that my intuition given to me by the divine? And so you need to trust that more. And with trusting that, you will take more action upon what you're hearing in those messages that you've been receiving. Because the insights have absolutely been coming through, but you're like reluctant to accept that it's not your thoughts, that it's you know, that they are from the divine. So what I'm telling you is, yes, you may trust those, you know, and move forward with them and what they're telling you. It does take a whole lot to believe in yourself. So don't feel like you are powerless. You are not. You are not alone. You can tap into, basically we all can, the energies that DC and I tap into to bring you your messages. We've just learned how to feel it. Like both of us have actually had that intuition and that knowing, and we've been feeling it and somewhat trusting it. You know, sometimes we deny it, at least myself. But for the most part, trusting and knowing the difference between hearing what is intuition, hearing those messages, and knowing what's our own thoughts. It's you get a different feeling with inside your body when it's not your thoughts. When it's your thoughts, you just don't feel anything. You feel normal. When it's those thoughts coming in that are messages from the divine, you do feel a slight vibration within your body. So that's what you can look for.
Okay.
So you're not powerless. You are really divine. You are, you know, you have the ability of working as a high priestess if you so chose to do that. But it's trusting in who you are and knowing and believing in yourself that you have the ability and confidence to do this. And it will bring you what you want as you do that. But stress does come from many things happening at once. So take the time to slow down. Multitasking does get in the way because sudden events and changes come along all the time, and there may be some coming along for you. So take the time to breathe, meditate, drop into yourself and ask and feel that vibration and respect the answer you get when you receive that vibration. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Lynn.
Well, thank you. That was a pretty long message. That was a good one. Yeah, I am going away for the holidays, and I don't know if there's going to be any new people there, but we will see, or maybe we'll hear something,
or
you never know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let us know when you get back, if that is the case. Let us know when you get back.
I will.
And we'll, you know, we like to know that
Definitely.
There is validation to what we're giving you.
Yeah.
And.
Okay.
And Linda, Cece, I have a little bit more to add to the reading. I, too, saw you traveling for a social event, and I'm getting, you know, this is really a time for you to think about, you know, one of your dreams for the future, because your wishes are getting very close to fulfillment. You're asked to focus on the journey, which is a spiritual quest, as well as your personal advancement, and you have the strength and you have the ability to overcome any past obstacles. Everything that you are wanting is already within your grasp, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're asked, seek the truth, Lynn. The angels are saying, Lynn, seek the truth. The truth you seek is already within you. You've got to listen, you've got to observe, and then you've got to trust. Everything that you need is already there, and you were born with it. It is universal knowledge that is within your body, okay? There may be a situation now that is testing your inner knowledge, and the angels are saying, Lynn, just stop. Be still for a moment, breathe, hold the situation in your stomach area, and see how your body reacts. If it doesn't feel right, then it isn't. But if you feel peaceful and content, that means that this situation is based on truth, okay? So whenever you have a situation and you'd like an answer, hold it within the stomach area, the abdomen, and do not discount your own feelings and do not deny your own truth, because the angels are saying, Lynn, you know what your truth is, okay? You could use this to see if a person is trustworthy. And you could, you know, you could ask others for their perspective, but always, you know, count on what you are getting from within. And the angels are saying at this time, Lynn, do not rush on making any kind of decisions, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So be careful. Okay, so what I'm getting as well now, your chakras are the little energy centers in your body, and I'm talking about the seven main chakras. They start at the base of your spine, and they go all the way up to the top of your head, a little bit over your head, the crown chakra. I'm getting that your chakras are out of balance at this time, okay?
Okay.
So this is a time to heal. This is a time to prioritize. And your chakras, like I said, those seven little energy centers are what we're talking about. So when they're out of alignment, you may feel a little confused, maybe a little fear, a little worry. You could also have physical aches and pains. And Archangel Michael is coming in, and he's using his like super industrial chakra cleaner with you. So he's saying, Lynn, just sit there, and he's pouring it at the top of your head, the crown chakra, and it's going down, down, down through all your chakras, and the excess is going down into Mother Earth. And as he's doing that, your chakras are going into perfect alignment. They're spinning. They're brightly colored as they should be, okay? Mm-hmm. So now is the time to get your priorities in line and get focused, okay? And I'm getting you need to find a little bit more balance between give and take, Lynn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, Lynn, stand up for what you believe and have confidence. And this is a time for you to claim your power, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, this is a time for you to just ask yourself, you know, if there's a challenge before you, is it purely with those around you, or maybe is there some kind of internal conflict that has manifested? And like I said at the beginning with my little reading, to help you grow, okay? So you've got to decide that, and you've got to move forward, and then you've got to take action, Lynn, okay? And as you're doing all of this, I don't know if you're feeling it, there's an energetic release going on. So this is a time for you to clear, like, your energy, Lynn, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take advantage of this time. And I'm also getting that you have Lady Portia with you. And she is saying, Lynn, do what you feel is right. There is, in fact, an important lesson, as I thought, that is unfolding, okay? And Lady Portia is a beautiful goddess, and she stands for peace and justice, and she's bringing order and opportunity to every experience for you. Excuse me. So connect with Lady Portia. She wants to connect with you. And I'm getting that you have some kind of blocks, Lynn. I don't know if you're feeling them, but I do feel like there's like emotional, spiritual, and physical blockages going on presently.
That's true. There's something. I don't know what it is, but I do feel it.
Yeah,
in
your
my
energy
solar
is like, okay, so Archangel Michael came in. He cleared, like you said, the chakra areas. It should feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sort of like he used like this industrial strength Drano, and it's helping to clear everything because it could bring about physical pain, illness, confusion. And I don't know if you take like sea salt like in your bath or your shower, that's going to help make you feel lighter, okay? And open your arms wide now, Lynn, and allow miracles to occur because miracles are waiting for you, okay?
Okay.
And release whatever it is emotionally that you're holding on to. Okay, and make sure, in fact, that you're drinking plenty of water, hon, okay?
Okay.
And then the last message that I have for you, I'm getting the letter K around you. I don't know if that means anything to you. But I'm getting the letter K. It could be a person. It could be a first name. It could be a last name. Or it could be a place, okay? And I'm also getting the letter H around you, Lynn. This is a time that you're searching for something more meaningful. There's going to be growth both physically and spiritually for you, okay? And you are going to have abundance and emotional fulfillment, okay? You are going to choose the right path.
Okay,
so that's what I have for you, hon. I hope that helps you. And just keep clearing
your chakras.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Whenever you feel like your chakras are a little bit out of alignment, just call upon Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he will come in with his super industrial cleaner, and he'll get it back on track for you, hon, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yes, because I know on my solar plexus the last day, I'm just not right. So there's something going on, and, you know, perhaps he will clean it out there. And the letter K rings a bell because I've been praying to somebody who's deceased who has the letter K to guide me in what I should be doing.
Okay, there you go. Well, it all makes sense. That's awesome.
All makes sense. Mm-hmm. The letter
thank
H
you so
right
much.
Now, but you don't know. But I thank you so much. I love
just
you guys. I love listening to you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Just keep that letter H.
Thank you.
And you're going to get those up. But thank you so much, Lynn.
Love
you
guys.
Have a blessed evening.
I'll
take
you
care,
well.
Lynn.
Thank you.
Bye. Your blessings.
Woohoo.
Okay. Eileen, here's another caller. Area code 703. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Sure. My name's Andrea. How are you guys?
Hi, Andrea.
Thank you for calling this evening.
I'm sorry?
Welcome to Angel
Thank
Antics.
You for calling this. Thanks for having me. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I recently started talking to this guy. His name is Isom, and I'm just trying to think what you guys pick up with this. A good relationship or not sure?
Well, let's consult your angels and see.
Okay.
Okay, I hear what you're asking, but they're actually not talking too much about that.
Okay.
They're actually giving me more on you, more on, you know, what's really meant for you. And that is that basically you are out of balance within yourself. And so I'm just going to, you know, just go to the sideline of if you are not in real good balance with yourself, then going into a relationship at that time is always not the best choice because you want to be, you know, your true and authentic self. And so, but with that, I do see you really need to, you have a need to really balance yourself. You've been kind of got, you're either pushing too hard or pulling back. And so there's that compromise between, you know, cooperation and compromise and, you know, finding that balance in the middle. And it's, you know, it's also about waiting for perfect timing. So it might not be really perfect timing for you to step into that relationship because that is what you're asking right now. And I believe it's because that there is somewhat a different perspective on where you guys come from. And it's going to end up putting you at a standstill. And so you don't want to find yourself at a standstill in a relationship. You always want a relationship to grow and move forward on a constant and continuing basis. And it's going to have to do with some beliefs and the way you make decisions. So, you know, kind of choose, see how you are and see how he is and see if your beliefs and the way you're going to, that you make decisions is going to really compromise, because if two people are together and they totally make decisions in a different way, and I'm not saying that you come from different perspectives, because, you know, it's better to have more perspectives in making a decision. But, you know, if one person likes to think things through and thoroughly look at a situation and examine it before they make a decision, and the other people goes, black or white, black or white, black or white, black! That's going to be very frustrating to work through that in a relationship. That's very hard. And so I think that's where some of this, with this person is that the way you each make decisions is not the same. And that will become frustrating. Overall, though, your own personal life is really somewhat, you know, really fulfilling with your family, your friends, your relatives, has really been in balance, and that's why you actually must choose someone wisely so that they too will balance in with the people that you trust the most. You want them to feel the same way about that person and accept him into your life if you're going to end up bringing them into your life. And so if they see you struggling with the way you two make decisions, they're going to shake their head and they're, you know, going to go, and you don't want that. Nobody wants that. People want, you know, I know. I want to be accepted by my family for the gentleman that I, you know, date or bring around them. And a few they haven't liked, and it was very hard. But you are going to come across, over the holidays, there's also for you, there's going to be an announcement within the family that's going to bring up some celebrations. Maybe get to you together with a few cherished friends from the past. But there's going to be something that comes up. But back to you again is you need to take a little bit of break from society here pretty soon. I believe that's what goes along with the first thing I told you about getting yourself imbalanced, and also that you've been back and forth and back and forth. And to get yourself in balance, to find that compromise you know, the perfect balance of that is to take time to get away and be by yourself and allow yourself to grow within yourself spiritually inside. And that's going to actually what's going to bring you to that better balance that, that you're seeking and that you deserve. And within that, there is going to be a large awakening for you. And so this message really is, you know, this portion is really personally for you, that you've got to find that balance. It's going to be about an awakening. It is going to be spiritual. It is going to break you away from society. You need to find that time for contemplation, meditation, but you are at a time where you need that spiritual growth. You're ready. It is time for you to make that next step. And that's the final message I have for you tonight.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. DC, what do you have for her?
Yes. The person that you asked about, hon, I'm not feeling it. I'm getting like sort of like a maybe, but I don't think this is the person you're going to end up with. I mean, this person that you're talking about, you sort of don't know what he's thinking all the time. He could be like a little bit charming, sometimes maybe like a little bit like hypnotic even, but I don't think he's the one that you're going to end up with. Okay, I'm getting someone is coming, and it's going to be relatively soon, so make sure you focus on yourself, of course. And there's a lot of karma going on right now, and it's not your karma, okay? So it may be affecting, like, others around you. Just stay calm. Try to stay out of the line of fire, okay? Stay rational, as rational as you can. And I'm getting that, you know, this is a time of new beginnings. This is going to be a time of love, okay? There's going to be new love coming to you very, very soon. Okay, so stay positive, and make sure that you're getting out there and you're meeting people. That's going to be one of the most important things, okay? Make sure that you're out there, you're meeting these people. And I'm getting that, you know, the love that's going to come your way is going to be true love. It's going to be balanced. It's going to entail commitment. And it's going to be all, you know, all of the stuff that you're looking for, okay? So just stay positive, you know, relax. Know that it is headed your way, and you've got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself in the meantime and that you're loving yourself, okay? And
oh, yeah, I do.
Before that love comes, make sure that you're not holding on to anything emotionally that may get in the way of this love that's going to come to you, okay?
Okay.
So check in with yourself and see what's going on with you before this person, like, does come in, okay? And I'm getting, what are they showing me now? I'm getting that possibly the person that you may meet may work in the financial field in some way, okay?
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me. It possibly may be like, you know, someone that works in the financial field, okay? And I'm getting, you might meet this person at first and think, well, gosh, I really don't have a lot in common with this person, you know? But the angels are saying, take a chance on them, okay? Because, you know, this person, you know, can make you happy, okay? And,
okay.
You know, you might think at first, well, I don't think this is the right person, but just take a chance is what the angels are saying.
Okay.
Okay? So, you know, just make sure that you listen to what they're saying. You know, it's really important. Just, you know, make sure that you're listening. And I'm getting, you know, like at times maybe you compare yourself to others, and the angels are saying don't do that. Okay, you're going to meet someone very wonderful, okay? So make sure, hon, that you're ready for love when it comes your way. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Great. Thank you so much.
God bless. Take care now. Angel blessings.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Beautiful, Eileen. Okay, are you ready for another caller?
Yeah. Woohoo.
Hey, area code 239. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hello?
Area code 239. Hello?
Hello, hello. Are you there?
239. Okay, I'll put them back on hold, Eileen.
All right.
Okay, we'll try another caller.
Hello?
Okay, area code 860. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, can we have your name?
Yeah, it's Amala. How are you?
Hi, Amala.
Hello,
how are
Amala.
You?
Yeah, nice to hear you guys as usual.
Yeah. Do you have a question tonight?
I do. Okay, so my birthday's coming up. I have my high school reunion is next Saturday after Thanksgiving. I know there's a lot of healing in there for me. I flip-flop three times to make my decision, and I made the decision to go. So a lot of good things coming for me. My main question is if you see me meeting somebody special, because you're talking to the person, and it's a lot of self-care and a lot of self-love that I've developed this year, and I really feel confident and secure now. So I was wondering what you see.
So you feel like you've done the work and you are ready.
Yes, that's what I feel. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, what I have for you is that was actually a really important achievement, doing that for yourself. It did take a lot of self-discipline and a lot of willpower to put yourself in that better place. And when you go to your reunion next week, you are going to shine. You are not going to be haughty or rude or arrogant about it. You are just going to be your authentic self, and you will shine. And your people that didn't know you that well will come up to you and talk to you and act like they did because now they want to.
Ah, that's so interesting. Yeah.
So you are, and talk about interesting, you're going to be the interesting one in the room. So just allow yourself to be, like I said, be your true and authentic self. You don't need to put on airs. Just be as authentic and sweet and kind as you truly are. And that will shine above everything else. And I promise you will talk about that. You had wanted them to talk to you in high school and they never did. And they will talk to you that next week.
Oh, that is too funny. That's too funny.
Yeah. But that's what I see really coming in for you. It's going to be very exciting. I see moreover than more than a person coming in, I think you're going to have some new really exciting career type opportunities come in. Whether it's going to be a new option, you know, or a new opportunity of some sort, or maybe even just an advancement at where you're at now. But I do see this changing a few things in your life. You know, it's going to change your schedule a little bit. You're going to have to actually step up your pace and, you know, kind of rise up for a little bit. But I do see something as far as business or some type of business opportunity, money-making opportunity coming your way very soon. And it will make some definite changes. They're not going to be out-of-the-world changes, but they are going to be changes. You know, like I said, like a schedule change, that type of thing.
So do you feel it's like this year, you know, the rest of this is going to happen soon as far
When I do readings, I do not read very far into the future for the simple fact is that, you know, a reader never, you know, you never hear of a reader really telling you what's going to happen 2-3 years in the future.
No,
but one thing,
of course not.
We do have free will. We do have free will. And although we have a certain number of things that we're here to accomplish in this lifetime that we're here for, we can deviate from that, and it can sometimes take us longer while we're here to reach those things because we do have free will, and we make, you know, we feel that intuition, and then we make the monkey choice. The monkey mind starts chattering, and we make that choice. I've done it recently, and, you know, not last number of years. And, you know, I asked for an intuitive message. I received the intuitive message. It was really clear. And I went with my monkey mind, and I made my human message. And, it took me a long time to get back on track. So that's why I know we can deviate our path. So when I do a reading, it's usually, you know, really within the next few months.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
really
I'm
within the next
for this
month.
Move. this new opportunity with business and me taking off a little bit and having, yeah, that sounds great. That sounds wonderful.
So you might find yourself at a bit of a stalemate in that situation, though, unable to make a decision and pretending that there's not a problem. But what it really is you need to absolutely take the time to look through things, even write it down, write each scenario down, and see on paper what each one is going to look like, and then make your decision. You can't be in a stalemate. You've got to analyze your situation and make that decision when the opportunity comes to you. Windows are only open for a time. They're not open forever. So if that window of opportunity comes,
that makes sense.
Right. So the rest of what I have to give you is that some of the things that you're going to have to do is change the way you're looking at a situation and embrace your own uniqueness, which I think is something that you already have done. There was a real temporary pause in your actions, but recently that's really come forward, and this, I want to call it, has been an awakening for you. And it really is time for you to jump in the wagon or jump in the Cinderella's chariot and ride away with her, because you really have done the work. You are awake, and like I said, that's why you're going to be your authentic self at this reunion next week and at Thanksgiving, is because you have come into your own. You are your true authentic self, and it's being true to yourself. So just do that. Trust that there has been a reason that these things have happened. Remove yourself from any negative emotions you have about the situation. Just let it go and focus on, just having a great time, really enjoying, because not only have you changed over the years, I promise you, the people that you went to school with that had their own little set of rules of who could be their friends and who could, their rules have also changed, and they are not the people that they used to be. But listen to your heart and your own intuitive insights, because you can trust them, and you will be able to take care of yourself. Just be careful about taking on others, especially if you take on too much of others. And that's what I have for you tonight. And DC has a little bit more for you also.
Thank you.
Amla, what I'm getting is you're going to be very lucky in the affairs of the heart. Your life is going to be blessed with the ideal mate. Okay?
Okay.
And it's going to bring you more fun and excitement, than you can imagine. And I'm getting, there's going to be marriage or commitment in the future for you. Okay?
Awesome.
So it's relatively close. It's going to start, I think, within a month. Okay? And the person that you connect with is, wanting to be in that perfect relationship as well.
Oh, yay. I'm excited.
Okay, and that's what we have for you. Stay in touch with us. We still have a couple more callers, Amla, that we have to take. Okay?
All right.
Please, stay in touch and let us know how you're doing, honey, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. God bless, Amla.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Okay, Eileen, we're ready for another caller.
All right.
Okay, area code 918, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
DC, how about if I let you go first this time? Hey, Karen, do you have a question for us?
I'm just wondering if I'm doing okay as far as an old grief that I've been trying to get over, and I think I pretty much have gotten over it because I know that he's my guardian angel, and
I'm getting,
I think,
a yes.
Everything has worked,
honey,
out.
I got a yes, and Mother Mary is with you right now as you're asking this question. Okay, and there's healing that is taking place as we are connecting. Mother Mary is with you. Jesus is with you. Okay, and this is a time, Karen, to let go of everything that you've been holding on to. Okay, let our Divine Mother come in and really help you through, of course, forgiveness. Okay, and I'm getting like there's going to be massive healing, and you're letting go of all trauma, Karen. Okay? And around you is this beautiful, 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 miraculous light, and it's washing away all the darkness around you. Okay? So the answer to your question, of course, is yes, Karen. Okay? So just know that, you know, just keep giving everything to the divine, okay? Giving it up. When you feel something, just, you know, just release it and bless it for the power to inform. And, you know, let this healing really, you know, take place right now. Let it all go. Okay? But Mother, like I said, Mother Mary is with you. She's wrapping you in her beautiful, beautiful, it's a powder blue blanket of divine love. Okay? And I'm also getting, there may have been some past issues with the father, Karen, with your father, is what I'm being shown.
Mm. So that was a real, real long time ago, yeah. It's pretty much, that's
yes,
all worked through.
You know what, there is something.
Yeah,
he
had troubles dealing with the kind of man that I liked, and that was very long time ago, so we've pretty
and
much
gone over that. And
it's
still affecting you at the present, but there's still something affecting you in regard to your dad, like with the present, and Mother Mary wants to come in and lead you down the pathway of healing, okay?
Okay.
So just release whatever comes up, you know, let all this heavy-heartedness that's within you, let it come up, okay? And just, you know, thank Mother Mary and Jesus for being with you and helping you to heal and release all of these emotions, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So you are healing, okay? And now is the time to just, you know, to really focus on you, Karen, and take action in regard to your priorities, hon, okay?
Okay.
So Mother Mary is going to work with you, you know, during this time to really help you to focus on you, take the steps that you need to take to really take in the direction of your dreams. She's going to help to provide clarity, and she wants you to sit quietly and sit in your heart space. And Karen, ask yourself, what is most important to me? And, you know, and really you've got to make a little bit of time daily to really to devote to it, okay? And Mother Mary is with you. The angels are with you. And any thoughts that you have, any feelings, are going to be part of the answers to your prayers, okay? The angels are going to come in. They're going to help to really boost your motivation and your confidence, and you're going to be able to take action, Karen. So be very proud of yourself. The angels are very proud of you that you're, you know, that you're working through this, Karen. And you're going forward, and you're going to have just like, you know, perfect peace and everything, but you've got to keep your focus right now on your long-term, like the goals, because you are growing spiritually, okay? And this is a time for you to start something new, like a new foundation. I don't know if it's going to be like career-wise. It's going to be something really, really big, you know? So focus on Karen and stuff, and you're going to be able to, with the help of, you know, the angels and our Divine Mother and Jesus, you're going to be able to accomplish things so easily at this time, honey, okay?
Okay.
And that's
thank
what I have
you.
For you. I want to see if Eileen has anything to add. Eileen?
Yeah, I do. I am also seeing, you know, I know you said it, but you really are at the end of a difficult situation, and you need to embrace the change and really expect it, just truly expect things to get better right now. You know, it's you know, there's been so much trauma, and holding on to that type of pain is also like recovering from an addiction. So at some point, you have to allow yourself good health to come back to you and make those changes that are going to do it. And this right now is a time for that change. You can accept help from others. Sometimes you're carrying on the burden, and it's too heavy. So, you know, allow others to carry that burden along with them, too. Sometimes it helps to go and talk to people that are maybe not in traditional viewpoints, but maybe those that look at things from a little bit more, you know, outside of that realm, a little more, you know, spiritual organizations that are going to move you forward into your thinking rather than the traditional viewpoints. But with that, respect how you are proceeding, because you really have the ability to make everything more beautiful in your life. And with this, it's going to really actually help your dreams come true. I'm also seeing that there might actually be, you know, a falling in love, a romantic situation coming your way. so just don't, you know, you might just be swept off your, and it will shock you. But do try to stay grounded, because that's going to, you know, that way you get to really experience it and not allow your emotions to take off with you, but actually be grounded and move into a situation. But do open your heart up for love. It is the beginning of a new time for you, a new rebirth, a new love coming into your life. And it is also, by moving that way, I'm also seeing two things that are telling me that you are also in this moving to a more spiritual epiphanies about yourself. And that is what's going to bring that new love of your life into your life. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Right.
Call us soon, Karen. Bye.
God bless, Karen. Thank you for calling, hon.
It's a blessing.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
Hi, Angel. Blessings.
Okay, we have another
Bye. Caller,
Eileen. Area code 313, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Good. How are
you? Name?
Who do you have the pleasure of speaking to?
Sherelle.
Uriel?
Sherelle.
Oh, Sherelle. Thank you for that. And how are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Great. Doing really well. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. When would I hear from Sam?
What do you hear from Sam?
When will I hear? When? W-H-E-N? When?
Oh. When will you hear from someone named Sam?
I will
see if they are willing to.
I wished him a happy birthday yesterday, but he never responded back. But I was wondering. My birthday is on the 30th, and his was yesterday, and I was like.
Okay.
You know what, Eileen, I just want to ask Sherelle, is that like sort of like a casual kind of relationship presently?
I haven't talked to him in 2 years. But I ran.
Okay, yeah, so it's
still like a month ago.
Right. So, I think that it's going to take a different turn for you.
But when it was a friends with benefits.
Okay. Well, I'm getting it might turn like a different way, sort of what you're looking for. And I'm going to turn you back over to Eileen, honey.
All right. She's turning the reading back over to me. What I see is... It really has more to do with you and not with Sam. I'm sorry, but I'm really not getting much on Sam. So I'm not seeing that he is, I'm not really seeing that he's in your energy space as much as you want him to be. I don't see that he's in your energy space. I'm not getting that. You know, I know it's probably not what you want to hear, but I can't make things up. I can only give you what I get. And what I see is that you've really been procrastinating, and you've really got to stop doing that. You've got to make a decision and move forward, you know, move forward doing your own life and living who you really are. If you're, you know, hanging out waiting for somebody, you're not being your authentic self. You are just hanging out waiting for somebody, and you're expecting that when they come along, you're going to live your life. And that's not how life works. You've got your own work to do. You've got your own reasons why you're walking this earth at this time. And if you are not making your way forward, you're not doing what you agreed to do when you came in. You need to not back down, and you need to move forward courageously and stand up for yourself and who you become and who you want to be. And really become that authentic self.
I work, I go to school, I graduate next month, don't focus on me.
Well, that's good.
I have no children, so I'm focused on me.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just giving you what I get, you know. But you need to, you need to give yourself your own discipline in some ways, because I'm getting, you know, several messages that direction. So, you know, maybe this reading's for somebody else. I don't know. I did it for you, and I pulled the cards for you. I asked and invited the energies for what you've got.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, this really is more about you, and it really is that you've got some plans, you know, in your own life, and they have been working out pretty well. You've got some really amazing ideas that's going to lead to some great rewards, including maybe some, you know, accommodations at work where you get some accolades. But, you know, you need to be really grateful for the, all those blessings that you do have in your life, because they're just, I mean, you've got great abundance. I'm also seeing that you are quite a leader and really have a good leadership role, and that you need to move forward with that and really, you know, discipline yourself so that others really see you in that light. If you do that, then there's going to be some sudden changes. And time is of the essence, so you really need to kind of, you know, stand up tall and really become that strong point. As you do, I believe that you're going to get some recognition for that, maybe even, you know, a change in your position at work. But but you have to be strong. You need to let some people go because things are no longer serving you. It is time to really focus on yourself and your career. You know, if it has to do with the, you know, and this has to do with direct relationships. So since you asked about Sam, I have to admit, I believe this card is directly about that. And that is that you really have to let him go because things are no longer there for you. It's not serving your best interest. It is time to really focus on you, your career, who you are, standing tall, being that person. As you do that, and you really just really, if you're trying to live waiting for someone, you're not living your authentic self. And so when you do that, the right person will come into your life. I am confident of that. And that's the message I have for you today. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know it's not necessarily what
Sherelle,
you wanted
to hear.
Hey,
Sherelle, that's what we have for you. We're getting down to the last couple of minutes, Eileen, so we're going to move on a little bit. I hope that helped
you,
Sherelle, and we're going to keep in touch
DC.
With this one. Thank you.
Thank you, DC.
Love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Angel blessings.
Bye, DC.
Okay, area code 239, you're live with Angel Antics. 239, can you hear me?
Uh-oh. I'll have you do the next reading since we're getting on time.
Okay, they're not answering, Eileen. I'm going to see if I can get another priority on with this, okay?
Uh-oh. All right.
Okay, area code 860, you're Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
This is Amla again. I was just listening, so I don't know if you want to
answer. Oh, okay, Amla. Thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Bless. Okay, let's see if we have anybody else here. Okay, area code 313, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hello.
313. Hello.
Oh,
well, I think we're done for tonight, Eileen.
All right. Or you write that number down and then not pick it up again.
Yes. Got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Eileen, do you have anything before we, you know, get off air here?
Well, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving coming up this next week. I have a feeling DC and I will not be able to make the show next week because we'll both be spending time with family. We will miss you, but we do send you our love and our blessings, and we will see you the week after that. But I just want to share with you, appreciate you all coming week after week, listening to us, trusting in us that we are bringing you the messages from the divine, from your angels, from your guides, guardians, and loved ones. With that, we had a little bit of chakra outages this week, and we did some back angel Michael, DC did. So let's all do it real quick. We've got, you know, 6 minutes, I see. So let's do a real quick meditation, and I will walk us through a real short rainbow meditation to help fill our chakras. So right now, I want everybody to imagine the color red. Just shut your eyes and imagine the color red. If you have an opportunity and you have a colorful spot that you're sitting right now, you're welcome to open your eyes and feast on the color red somewhere around you. Look at it and absorb that color in. Breathe it in and put it into your base chakra and just hold it in just for a few minutes. Take a deep breath, breathe it in, and release any gray matter that is held in that chakra and release it and let it go. Then I want you to breathe in the color orange. Just imagine it in your mind, and I want you to breathe in that color. Like I said, if you're in a room and you can find something orange, take a look at that orange. Breathe that in and hold that in your dantian, your lower abdomen. Hold that in. Gather any gray smoke that isn't serving you and blow that out. Now I want you to imagine the color yellow, the color of sunshine, the color of bright sunny days. The color yellow, breathe that energy, that warmth in, and breathe that into your womb space. And hold that energy in that third chakra. Breathe that yellow in. Hold it there, and breathe it out. Now I want you to breathe in the color of green. I want you to breathe that in, and I want you to hold it into your heart space. With green, I love to invite in Archangel Raphael. He is the angel of healing that helps heal our soul and our heart and helps us heal our bodies. And it also helps heal our heart space if there's anything paining us. So breathe in that energy of green. Hold that in your heart space. Gather up anything gray that isn't working for you and blow it out. And invite Archangel Raphael to help clear and hold that clear space for you. Now I want you to imagine the color of blue. This is a kind of a light blue, and I want you to breathe it into your throat. This is for communication. So breathe in that light color blue, the light color blue of the sky, cornflower, any of those colors. Go ahead and breathe that in. Hold it in your throat. Gather any gray, any speech that doesn't come out and flow easily for you, and blow that out. Now I want you to imagine the color of indigo. And I want you to breathe that into your third eye, right into the center of your forehead. Breathe that indigo color in. If you can't think of it or find it, look at a pair of jeans. That's an indigo color. Breathe that color in. Breathe it into that third eye, that center of your forehead. Gather up any cloudiness that sits there and breathe that back out. I want you to imagine a bright color of light, a white light, and I want you to imagine that beam of white light coming down through the crown of your head, going through and tapping through each one of those beautiful chakras that you've just cleared. Now, with this white light, you are pouring the energy of the divine. So hold the energy of that chakra right where it is, right where it needs to be, right where you feel balanced. Breathe that beam of light in. And know at the very tippy top of that is a violet light of purity that just purifies that extension of that white light. And just know that you can hold that white light within you. Now take a deep breath. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. One more. Hold that beautiful energy with you, and we are complete. Thank you for staying with me for that. I hope you enjoyed it. And angel blessings to all of you. I love
angel
you and wish you
Eileen.
A wonderful Thanksgiving week. Would we have another minute or two to add anything, DC?
You know, we're down to the last 60 seconds, Eileen. I just want to say I love you and thank you for being here. And I want to thank all of our guests for calling in and making our show what it is. And have a happy and festive Thanksgiving, Eileen.
Oh, you too, DC. I love you. We need one of those long conversations
love.
We haven't had in a while. So let's get together with
yes.
that. And to all our listeners, we both love you very much and are so grateful that you share your time with us. I love you. I love you, DC. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye, everyone. Angel bless.
Bye.